Blog Talk Radio.
Walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourself with their idols. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and hallow them.
And hallow my Sabbath.
Hallow my Sabbath is something they're not teaching in these churches.
Together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Yah's teaching, this is ways to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and be righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off from spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together.
His fire, seek Yahweh, seek meekness, do his judgments, walk in righteousness, learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood, have the same Ema, and the same Abba. We all are slaves, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years have we learned a lesson, how good and pleasant if we dwell together. Yeah, two is better, three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never, but the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your
things
together.
Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of House of Israel, coming before you, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is the truth. All I'm going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And this is Yah. Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that then is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge, lawgiver. Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but savior of the world. And I thank the Most High Yah for allowing us to come before you another night just to tell you the truth. This week we've been dealing with our identity, being a Hebrew. And then we wanted to let you know, as a Hebrew, there's a certain way we must walk, being a Hebrew. For once you begin to learn your ancestry, then you will learn the very ways that made you who you are. And so we have to learn how to walk. But in walking, there are certain things, certain steps that we must take first as a man, ordered by the Creator. There's a way wherein we all must walk that is good, pleasant, in the eyes of Yah. I want you to see how Yah see things and how he see things from his perspective. And I want you to imagine yourself becoming a man and thinking about the various things that the Most High will have us to do. So there's a few scriptures that I will read to you just to remind you of how Yah see the steps of a good man. And we're going to start this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, this is what it says. And we're going to start reading at the very first verse. Now, this is something, when you read it, you have to, the scriptures say, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. What we're discussing tonight is about the Hebrew household. Again, once you begin to learn that you're a Hebrew, and then you must, and then you learn how to walk as a Hebrew, then the very next thing that is essential for you to know is how to run a Hebrew household. And watch what it says in the 20th verse. When thou goest out to battle against, it's the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy, the first verse. When thou goest out to battle against thy enemies, and see his horses, chariots, and people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For Yah thy Elohim is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come near unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Yisrael, ye approach this day unto the battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye afraid, or neither be ye terrified because of them. For Yah your Elohim is he that goeth with you, fight for you against your enemies to save you. And watch what they are to say. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that have built a new house and have not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate it. And why was this so important to the Most High? Well, you can understand why this thing is important to the Most High, because a man's house is important to the Most High. See, in the Hebrew house, houses are essential. Now, a house is not just a building. A house is a family. And once you begin to learn the Hebrew household, then you'll learn how, as a Hebrew, how you are to conduct yourself and orchestrate things as a family. And as many of you all know, the Hebrew family has been divided, has been spoiled, have been broken up and broken down. And as a result of this, now we are raising our children like other people. Only time our people somewhat get together is during a family reunion. And oftentimes this is the only time, this brief period of time. It might happen once a year or once every 2 years, once every 4 or 5 years, depending on the family that you have. Most families don't have family reunion at all. But the very few that do have family reunion, oftentimes all they can tolerate one another is for that brief stay of time. And it's because they had not learned how to be the Hebrew family that the Most High desire. So the very first thing a man had to learn to do, being a Hebrew, is to dedicate his house. And what do the word dedicate means. In other words, to dedicate your house is to, and who do this when they get a house? But Hebrews. When a Hebrew go to dedicate his house, he prayed to the Most High. He dedicated to the Most High. He sleeps in it. Pray in it. And break bread in it. This is what it means to dedicate this house. And once you begin to learn the various principles of the Hebrew household, and we're about to share these principles with you tonight, that it will teach you how, as a people, we have a lot of learning to do. There was a scripture, even in captivity, when our people were in captivity, and the Almighty blessed somebody. Let me show you how he blessed them. And you'll read this in the book of Exodus, the first chapter. And I may add, I got to throw this. See, this is when we go to war. It started off when we go to war. And this is true. This is what happens before we go to, when we go to war. If you hadn't dedicated your house, you can go back. But it is, we see a lot of movies like the Black Panther. There's another movie coming out. What is it? Tomb Raider, Raider Tombs, or Tomb Raiders. In other words, just people stealing out of people's tombs. But you got a lot of movies that have a lot of women warriors. And the Black Panther, the bodyguards, the greatest warriors were women. What kind of society is that? Where your greatest warriors are women? That sounds and look backwards to me. In the Hebrew family, that's not the case. As a matter of fact, in the Hebrew family, we didn't even allow our women to fight. We were the protectors of our women. I just wanted to make that point because they just want you to believe and think a way that is not good. But I'm going to show you the steps of a good man. In the book of Exodus, the first chapter, the 15th verse, this is what it says. Let's go to the 15 verses 5. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared Elohim and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and have saved men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered. And the midwives come in unto them. So our, even our women, they're just having birth. During the time that they will give birth, they even demonstrated that they were a different people altogether. Therefore, Elohim dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. And let me show you how Elohim dealt well with the midwives. Watch what it says in the 21st verse. And it came to pass because the midwives feared Elohim that he made them houses. He made them houses. And why? Because little do people know, these are the steps of a good man. How can you learn that you're a Hebrew, learn how to walk as a Hebrew, and then after you learn how to walk, you walk in a direction that is not good? The very first direction that a Hebrew man walked in is securing a house, establishing a home, building a house. And why? Because this is the essence of walking with Yah. This is like the essence. You walk with Yah, this is how he leads and guides the righteous that walk with him. Let me show you something in the book of Psalms. People ask me questions, a lot of questions, and they ask me, things that can be boiled down to one thing. This is my answer to the many questions that I get. And this is what I let people know. And it's in the book of Psalm 127. And this is what it says in the first verse. Except Yah build the house. Because this is what this is all about. We're talking about the Hebrew household. And this is what the Creator wants you to know. Except Yah build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yah keep the city, the watchmen wake it, but in vain. Which lets you know that no matter what you're building, unless Yah build this thing, unless Yah build this foundation, unless Yah build this house, whatever you're trying to build, it's in vain, except Yah build it. Which means that you have to learn to walk with him. It says it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. In other words, a lot of people, even when they rise up, they waking up in vain. In other words, them waking up don't mean nothing. Because they're rising up early just to sit up late, just to eat the bread of sorrows. In other words, just gossiping, tale-bearing, slandering, and just listening to a lot of negative nothing. This is what they're doing. And it's in vain. They're not rising up with a purpose. And they're not rising up to fulfill a purpose. Nor are they rising up, as we stated last night, to walk in direction with Yah. Lo, the children are a heritage of Yah, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that have a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. And this is what happens when you have children, and you're raising your own children, and you're teaching them, and you become a family, a household. And ultimately, if you're successful, this household becomes a nation. So except Yah build a house, they labor in vain that build it. And we have to learn to order ourselves in a direction that Hebrews did. And who is the standard bearer of building a house? Who is the standard bearer establishing a house of justice? A house of judgment. Well, let me show you. So you can see how or what is a Hebrew household in the book of Genesis. Turn it. Genesis 18. Today, we think a household is we raise our children and send them to college. We send them to the military. We send them away from us when they barely grown. But not as a Hebrew. A Hebrew is very involved, not just with his son, but with his son's son, and his son's son's son, and his son's son's son after him. That's the Hebrew way. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, look what it says. Appeared unto him, the first verse, in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. And lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my master, if now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, rest yourself under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened to the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine flour, meal, net it, make haste upon the earth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, thy wife. He said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. And Abraham said, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken age, and they ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. For within herself saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my master being old also? And Yah said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is there anything too hard for Yah? At the time appointed, I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on away. And Yah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? And this is the part that I want you to see, and this is the part that I want you to remember. Scene, 18 verse. That Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And so here it is, Abraham was very blessed, and the Creator blessed them to the extent that he knew him, and he knew him, that he knew that he would command his children and his household after him. And they will keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment. And that's really important to know as one goal to build a Hebrew household. You must first begin to learn how essential, how important a house is. And I may add, today, like I said, we have learned a lot of things from our enemies. And so the very households we have today, they never started off right. Houses are in shambles, then we trying to look to see what went wrong. But little did you know, and little did you consider, the only reason your household is not in the manner, in the way that it should be, because it never started off right. That's why I wanted to show you how important a Hebrew household is. How important a house is, period. You have no household without a house. Now, a lot of people in our community are even at a greater disadvantage, because in our communities, we're not just broken up as a result of lack of knowledge. Let me show you how our people are plagued today. If you go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah. And we're going to go to the 1 first. This one is in Isaiah, the 3rd chapter. The book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, the very first verse. This is what it says. For behold, Yahfos, do take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread, and the whole stay of water. And watch what this does. The mighty man and the man of war, the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. And here it is, today, many of our people are oppressed, everyone by another, everyone by his neighbor. And today, children are running our communities, and not just our communities, children are running our households. And let me tell you why. Because in the Hebrew community today, where the household is supposed to be dedicated and ruled by a man, now there's no man there. There is no dedication taking place. And so now you have a lot of women that are desolate. Desolate, not because they don't have children, not because they don't have the responsibilities in children. They're desolate because they don't have a man. Now, don't you see how important it is to know about a Hebrew household? And here it is, as a result of a man not being present, a man not dedicating, a man not ruling, children are our oppressors. A child will behave himself proudly against the ancient and honorable. And that's what's going on. Now children get around 10, 11, 12, some younger, 14, 15 years old. And they want to tell the parents what to do. They want to tell the mama what to do. They want to control their own destiny, and they don't even have a destiny that they can even control. They don't even know why they was born. They don't even know what to do being born. But yet, They think they know right from wrong. And why is this so? Because we never follow the steps of the Hebrew household. And now our families are broken up. And the scripture says, except Yah build a house, they that labor, labor in vain that build it. And then it becomes very difficult for our sisters, our women, our mothers, who have to do all the work alone. And then some of them, they get the Patty Hearst syndrome. You know Patty Hearst. This is a woman that was kidnapped. She is kidnapped, taken away from her family. And she was oppressed, and she was tricked and bamboozled and lived a hard life. But what happened is, in this captive life that she was living, she became empathetic, sympathetic with her oppressors. And now, instead of living a life to return back to her former life, to get back with her family, she became just like her oppressors, just like her captives. What they did, she did. And she lost all sense of reality. And this is what's going on with many of our women today. They've been abandoned. And they have to raise children by self. And they've seen the horrors of raising children by themselves, trying to do everything, trying to work, feed them, and everything. And who is there to help them? Nobody. And who was there to encourage them? Nobody. And who was there to have their back? Nobody. And as a result, what happened? Accustomed to doing everything by themselves. A man might come in now and say, look, you know, I can do this and I can do that and I can help here and I can help that. But it's hard for them to allow anybody to do anything now because they've been doing everything themselves. And this is a syndrome that has plagued our community. And now the very foundation of what we're trying to build is shaky. It's on shaky ground. All because we didn't know how important it was to learn and to understand and to know about a Hebrew household. All problems can be traced back to this. Today, many of our children, as well as our women, they're faced with unknown stresses and depression and all kind of ailments that they don't even have recorded down in the medical books. Because how can you have something written that they never experienced? Only the black woman experienced these things. Only the black family experienced these things. And they didn't put those in the medical books. Just show you. And see, show you how beautiful and strong a good man is, like Abraham. See, if we go back to Genesis, I want you to see this. Right before we leave Isaiah, the third chapter, just to finish this, to show you this, I want you to zero in on the 12th verse, so you can understand what the Creator is saying. As for my people, Isaiah 3 and 12. As for my people, he repeated it. Children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Because this is not the direction that the Hebrew family was supposed to walk in. Started with the man. A woman can't have children without a man. Watch what it says. Y'all standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. Watch what it says. Y'all will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, says Yah, Elohim of hosts. So the Almighty, he's looking at our households, and he will enter into judgment with our people. And he's going to start at the head. What type of man Abraham was in the book of Genesis. Turn back to Genesis. That's why the scriptures say that in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. Bless those that bless him. Curse those that curse him. Type of man that the Creator desired the Hebrew to be. In the book of Genesis, 14th chapter, and this is what it says. Genesis 14 and 12. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, brother of Abner. These were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. He divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods. And also he brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Now this is what Abraham did. He had 300 trained servants. This is before Abraham had any children himself. So even before he had children, he already had a household full of people, running and taking care of other people, training them, teaching them. They was a part of his household. And I think it was your brother Moray Isha was telling you in the beginning of this week how we still have a captive mind. We still think as slaves, because the very things that we do are things that slaves will do. But when you are a free people, you do things that are independent of other people. You don't rely on other people. And you do things that establish and secure your household. Here it is. They talking about the Second Amendment. All talking about you have a right to bear arms. But as soon as a black man gets some arms he bearing, he turned up with a felony. I don't get it. In the rural communities, you can get rifles, Uzis, shotguns, and all kind of weapons of war, grenades. But in the cities where the blacks live, all you see is a bunch of programs trying to buy your guns and to get the guns off the streets. Why, when we have a gun, we got to sell ours back to them, to the government? When did the government get into the business of buying guns? Well, when blacks have them. But then in other communities, they buying gum like they buy bubble gum. Who need that many guns? Who need that many weapons of war? And then when these tragedies happen, you would think, okay, yeah, now they will have a buy back the gun program in their community. No, they double down. They buy more guns. But Abraham, his servants, were trained. And when it was time to arm them, he armed them. Protect our families. We know how enemies protect theirs, but how do we protect ours? And when will we begin to learn to have a real Hebrew household? See, Yah knew how Abraham would teach his family. He would teach his family, and they would keep the way of Yah, as he did. And what do you think Isaac did? The same thing. And what do you think Jacob did? The same thing. Watch what it says. I just want you to see this. Going right back to Exodus, the first chapter. We're talking about the Hebrew household. Because as you begin to learn to walk with Yah, the first thing you need to learn is that Yah build a house, they that labor, labor in vain to build it. And all our problems begin and end at home. That's where the problem started. At home. And if you are able to change the face of the house, then you can change the face of your community. I know you don't believe this, but I'm going to show you. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, this is what it said in the very first verse. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. And then it lets you know. Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Yehuda and Issachar, Zebulun and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Yosef was in Egypt already. All his household, everybody that came out of his loins, they all went together. They traveled together. They were a family. This is how the Hebrews lived. This is what they did. This is how they walked. It's one thing to have an effect on your children, but then how can you affect your children's children? And your children's children, and your children's children after that. Well, there's only one way, is that you become a household, as they did. And just to show you the type and effect that we had on our households, that society became an extension. The community became an extension of what happened at home. In the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to read this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter. And watch this. Deuteronomy 21. And this is what it says in the 18th verse. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city. In other words, his community. And unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. Who shall thou put evil away from among you? And all the visitors shall hear and fear. So as you can see, in the Hebrew household, the righteous and orderly family, they didn't have foolishness spilling out of their house into the city, into society, into the community. And why? Because everything starts at home. That's where it begins. But also, that's where it's supposed to end. Because this is a Hebrew household. And the only reason our communities are in shambles, because we refuse to be who we are. This is where we got to return. We're Hebrews. And we got to return back to ruling our houses in righteousness. Now, everybody don't want to do that. Everybody don't want to even see that. Because there's things about a Hebrew that Hebrews don't even like. Many Hebrews want to be like other people. They don't want to execute and walk after the order that Yah have set for us. And that's why Yah tell us, except Yah build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Show you how the Hebrew house is supposed to run and how important it is. Now watch what this says in the book of Exodus. This is the 20th chapter. I want you to see this. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, this is what it says in the 8th verse. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days labor and do all thy work. This is the Hebrew household. Now watch what it says. After 6 days of labor and doing how many yokes? All your work. How can a single family household do this? How can we do all the labor, do all the work, raise all the children, and do everything? This is taxation under the sun. And then you'll have other Hebrews watch his family do such a thing. And then and look at the family and say, my goodness, look at them. Look how bad they doing. Well, you would do bad too. I don't know no woman that's raising a family by themselves celebrating. What is it to celebrate? That's what this says. 6 days shall labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. In 6 days I made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in it, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore, y'all blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. How can this be done? Every week in and week out, I got a family. And I know how hard it is to do such a thing. Because this is something you have to learn to do every day. Day in and day out. Week in and week out. Month in and month out. Year in and year out. Because this is the Hebrew household. It is a great blessing, Sabbath day, because then those that are toiling and laboring, especially the daughter of Zion, who's oftentimes doing it by herself, she can get some rest. And then a lot of times, she still can't get rest. Doing hair, still got to feed the children. Who's going to give her a break? A lot of them don't even want a break. They rather do it by themselves. We have to learn how to be a family again. We have to learn how to orchestrate and execute the house of a Hebrew. This house is not directed by man. This house is directed by the Most High. Because except Yah build a house, they that labor in vain to build it. And that you have to have someone willing, but also prepared to lead the way. Abraham led the way in his house. Isaac led the way in his house. Jacob led the way in his house. And now, who's going to lead the way in the Hebrew houses today? Who's going to lead the way? And today we have many of the daughters of Zion. They're not looking in the right places for leaders. Leaders that are Hebrews, single. I don't get that. I don't understand that. And then I see a lot of households that need leadership, which I don't understand that. I mean, technically, I do. It demonstrates once again that we need to learn about the Hebrew household. This is something that is fastly approaching us today. And let me show you about it. You'll find this in the book of Exodus 12 chapter. And this is the Passover. And here it is. We're fastly approaching the confusion in the Hebrew community once again, because they will see all kind of various different dates and times that the Hebrews do the one law. There's only one law. There's only one manner of law for the homeborn and the stranger. But you're going to see all kind of ways and all kind of dates and all kind of times that differ from one another. Now, you would think if they are Hebrews, they will have the courage to sit down and talk about this and say, look, let's talk about this and let's get this thing straight. Why must it be a two opinions? If you be right, then let's follow that way. If I be right, well, let's follow that way. But whatever is right, let us do that thing. Why? Because Hebrews. Hebrews. Why? Because there's only one manner of law, one way, one Elohim, one Father, one Creator who made us all. So there's no reason to be of two opinions. And I can really say these things because I'm prepared and ready to sit down with anybody. And not only that, I make it my mission to bring leaders together to have the very discussions concerning their opinions. But in Exodus 12, this is what it says. Starting at the very first verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And it's understanding why we are confused people. Because some people, they be celebrating the beginning of the year in the middle of March. I differ from that. Don't understand how that's possible, but that will be done. We even get out of March. They'll be celebrating Passover, which that is a, it's just mind-boggling to me. But that will be done. And we gave our dates on our website, our new year, at the end of March, as we do every year. March 31st. 14 days after March 31st, we celebrate the Passover. But watch what this is. In the third verse, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And what is this letting us know? Once again, a Hebrew, we have things, we have holy days, holy times, set appointed times that we must be family. Here it is. You got people today, they hadn't seen brothers and sisters for years. And I mean for years. Hadn't talked to them, hadn't seen them, don't know their kids or nothing. Why? Because they're not operating as a Hebrew family. This is something we had to do every year. This is what we had to do as a family. This is what we had to do as a household. And not only we had to do this, watch what this says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 16th verse, it says, three times in a year should all thy males appear before Yahweh Elohim in a place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh Elohim, which he has given thee. This is what we had to do. Three times a year. Not only we seen every three times a year, and let me just show you these three times a year real quick. One was the Feast of Unleavened Bread that we celebrate for 7 days. Then the Feast of Weeks in the 9th verse of Deuteronomy 16 chapter. Watch what it says. 7 weeks shall thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou begin to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks unto Yahweh Elohim with a tribute of a freewill offering in thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh Elohim according as Yahweh Elohim hath blessed thee. And watch this. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahweh Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, the Levite that is within thy gates, stranger, the fathers, the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh the Elohim have chosen to place his name there. And watch the 13th verse. And thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, after thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that within thy gates. 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast unto Yah, thy Elohim, in a place which Yah shall choose, because Yah thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thy increase, and in all the work of thy hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. And not only we were to come together 3 times a year, watch what the Creator had to say about this in the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Watch what it says. The 12th verse. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And why? Because we were a family. This is how we operated our households. Watch this in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Leviticus 23. This is what it says. This is what the Hebrew family do. The 2nd verse, Leviticus 23:2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the fear of Yah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yah in all your dwellings. Who's supposed to keep that? We read that in Exodus 20. Thou and our son and our daughter and our manservant and our maidservant and our cattle, thy cattle, and stranger that is within thy gates. And why? For in 6 days shall the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and all of it. So here it is, the Hebrew family, the Hebrew house. No wonder they stick together. No wonder they build together. No wonder they work together. Because they also celebrate and feast and rejoice together. We're not like other people. We're supposed to have our own communities building, celebrating, laboring. Other people's households, they might not say household. That's their family. That's not the Hebrew way. That's not Hebrew at all. This is what the scripture says in the book of Jeremiah. Bowed ourselves to turn everything upside down. And this is what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the Hebrew household. How can we learn, we Hebrews, learn how a Hebrew is supposed to walk? Then don't build a house as the first man called the Hebrew did. And that was Abraham. And Almighty said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah. Jeremiah 6 and 16. Thus says Yah, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And my goodness, if anybody need rest, is it not the daughters of Zion? If anybody need rest, is it not the oppressive children of our households? Anybody need rest, is it not the Hebrew man that has been not only oppressed, but the nations have worked to commit genocide on them? No wonder the expectancy of a Hebrew man is shorter than everybody, all the other people. This is the rest for our souls. But even though it is, but they say, we will not walk therein, even though this is the way. Even though this is the walk. And even though this is what we were born to do. Once again, is always, and has always been up to you. All your problems in the house, but all your success, all the good. Also, start in the house. So until tomorrow, y'all love you. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim. Him who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.